Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
It is award night here on Georgia Wrestling Now with our special guest, the intrepid Larry Goodman, and your host from the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
That's right. Speaking of awards, as you said, we've got a lot of awards to announce tonight, and we've got a lot of people joining us, and I see a lot of people on hold. I don't know everybody's phone number, so I'm just going to bring everyone on, and I'm going to let Larry Goodman announce the Georgia Wrestling History, Georgia Wrestling Awards, or I'm going to let him get started on it, and then we'll take turns. So, Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, and before I do that, a couple of preliminary comments. This is the first year that I did the totaling of the awards. Up until now, Rich Tate has done it. So it was the first year for me to actually see how the voting actually rolled out. And I have to say I was really impressed by how seriously people took it in terms of people weren't just voting for the people from their home promotions. Again, this is not a fan vote. This is not a popularity contest. This is a vote of the GWH staff and, more than that, the peers from the wrestling community around the state of Georgia. So this is a tribute to the true professionals of Georgia wrestling tonight. And for the best referee of the year, I'm going to read the description that Rich Tate wrote a couple years ago for these. In fact, we're all going to do that. This is the Charlie Harbin, Charlie Smith Award for best referee. Best referee is one barely noticed, but that can add a sense of legitimacy to the matches as though they were true competition. They also must maintain a modicum of control and temperament while never becoming part of the action. Over three decades, Charlie Harbin was a key figure in Georgia wrestling with most of those wearing the stripes. Charlie Smith has spent parts of six decades refereeing matches in the state. Both managed to meet all of the aforementioned criteria and were highly respected for their ability to not only make a match and its wrestlers look good, but they also brought an air of reality to their work, never letting the business look foolish under their watch. And the winner of this year's award is D. Byers.
I don't think we have D. with us, but of course, past years were Dustin Robinson last year and Jeff McGowan the two previous years. But we did that referee show that you helped put together, Larry, so we had Dee on not long ago.
So yeah, and I certainly think Dee was deserving this year. I mean, good God, the guy was at, what, Anarchy, Rampage, APW, Pro Wrestling Resurrection? You certainly have to say the guy got around to just about everywhere when it came to refereeing.
He did. I don't think he could go wrong with D on that one.
Right. I should mention also this was one of the categories where the voting was relatively close, and the runner-up voting was really close. So I would say for co-runner-up, really for this one, we have Duke Corey, Dustin Robinson, and Jeff McGowan. There wasn't more than one vote spread between the three of them.
The referees got their names out there this go-around. People are really watching.
All right, well, I guess we're on to the next category. Matt,
we'll move ahead on to the next one. This is the Gordon Solie Ed Capral Award for the Best Announcer. For more than 30 years, televised wrestling was a major event in Atlanta homes, and there were primarily two announcers during that time that called the action. Wrestling announcers, key part of the promotion, especially in the area of television, is they are the voice not only describing the action, but they also create that person. They're personally responsible for making certain wrestlers get over, and the fans understand, you know, exactly what's going on. Gordon Solie is probably most remembered by Georgia fans as the voice of GCW during the 70s and 80s. His fan base far exceeded the territory, and he called action for other companies as well, but it was the TBS exposure that led to him being a household name. Before Solie was Ed Capral, provided fans in their living rooms with the calls, and he came across as everyone's friend in doing so. Capral's smooth delivery and ability to call what he saw made fans feel as though they were in their own homes, bringing the action to life. Past winners, we had Greg Hunter and John Johnson last year, and this year we got Dan Masters, the big winner for the Golden Soli Ed Capral Award.
Again, we don't have him on the line, but
you are kidding me. The guy who's called in on a zillion shows, he doesn't call in on the Nighty Rigsby Award. I cannot believe this.
Larry.
Maybe Larry we Goodman. Do have him.
Larry Goodman.
Oh, there he is.
Well, you know what? Rich Tate tried it again. He tried to keep me off the air. My one night that I get to celebrate, have a glass of champagne here at the WOW Training Facility downtown Los Angeles. It's a little loud in here, but can you believe it? I finally broke past Rich Tate and his armed security guards and made it back on the air, and it took me leaving the Peach State to win an award on GWH. I've been around since GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com started. I was there the very first day the website went up, and it took this long to get an award.
Better late than never, right? I mean...
Now, I'm still having fun, guys, and if I weren't, I wouldn't be doing it. But thank you for the acknowledgement. Thank you for the votes that came in. I'll never know how I got a few. I guess it paid off signing up for all those alias email accounts. I finally got something out of the deal.
Being out west, you get an extra few hours to celebrate, though, so you got that going for you.
And that's right. That's right. And I look forward to coming back and working with Rampage sometime in the future. Rampage Pro Wrestling, of course, my most recent home there in Georgia. Middle Georgia, still kicking with their TV every week. Out here, the project is, time's going by fast. I've been out here for 2 months, and we've got our huge program lined up, live event on January 19th at the Eastside Cannery. So if fans want to keep up with me, they can do so. Dan Masters live on Facebook, and Women of Wrestling is the big project coming up January 19th that I'm involved with. David McLean is taken me in, accepted me, came out here with Selena Majors, who everyone in the Peach State knows, former ladies champion. And we're out here daily, 24-7, in the ring and outside of it. Our lives are consumed with professional wrestling. It's what we love, and if it weren't still love, we wouldn't be doing it. So that's why we're here.
Well, Dan, anybody who follows the GWH News website is well aware of your exploits because we've put up numerous of your interesting videos from out there. So
you know, that's the one benefit. When Rich sold you the majority stock in GWHnews.com, I was finally allowed back on the website. So. And since
right.
I'm pitching things, Saw, in my opinion, one of the greatest weekly wrestling web television shows, that they can get the link there at the website also. So shouts out to Saw and Wardell Walker. I bet he didn't win an award this year. The most traveled wrestler in all of Peach State. I bet he didn't get anything, did he?
We haven't got that far yet.
All right. Well, Larry, thanks for your help. Rich, everyone else, enjoy yourself. Come out here and see us in Vegas on the 19th. And who knows, like I said, I never know when I'll be back, but I'm sure it'll be one day sooner rather than later because everyone knows how I get under people's skin. They've already tried to send me back to Georgia twice, if you want to know the God's honest truth, and I said I'm not leaving. They bought me 2 plane tickets, I refuse to leave. And that's a shoot. The 5-star Millennium Biltmore Hotel downtown, they see me in and out of here all day, every day. I live here, and the staff, they pitched in together Christmas to buy me a flight home, but I don't want to go. I'm staying here.
All right, well, congratulations.
I'll be in California
afar.
Until Wardell Walker wins an award on GWH. How about that?
All right.
And we know how long that's going to take, Larry.
Or at least as long as WOW lasts, and we know how long that's going to take.
All right, guys. And to all the announcers in Georgia that voted for me, especially my number one fan, Nigel Sherrod, I really appreciate it, and I look forward to his visit out here also. Thanks, Dr. Gaten, for the job. Howard Brody down in Florida. Keeps kicking with Ring Warriors. And, yeah, that's it. On to the next award. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
All right. Did you want to mention runners-up or winners?
Actually, this category was very close, and Masters barely nosed out the retired NWA Anarchy color announcer John Johnson,
who was last year's winner,
right?
Yeah.
And others receiving multiple votes were PCW Shane Mackey and Anarchy's Brett Wilverton.
All right. Well, on to the next award is the Paul Jones Bill Barron's Award for Best Promotion. A good promotion is one that brings the fans a consistent product with strong production. It must also be loaded with solid talent and compelling reasons to keep fans coming back. Jones, although a figurehead for the better part of his 40 years of promotion in Georgia, took these pieces and put them all together early, making the NWA office in Atlanta one of the premier places for wrestlers to work. Even when he pulled back from the day-to-day operations, he still managed to stay involved enough to help those who worked for him to make the territory the place to be. Barron's did the same, but in a much different time and under extremely more difficult circumstances to have a successful promotion. His longevity and innovations while at the helm of NWA Wildside made the company a launching pad for many of today's top stars and has made the Wildside Anarchy Group a worldwide promotion with the help of the Internet. Past winners, 2009 NWA Anarchy, 2010 and 11 NWA Rampage Pro Wrestling. This year's runner-up is Rampage Pro Wrestling by one vote, and the winner is Platinum Championship Wrestling. I believe Steve is on the line.
Hey guys, how you doing? Well, that's certainly awesome. One vote, huh?
Get out of the state. Just leave and you'll win.
Seems to be a pattern.
Me and Dan Master said it all worked out. One vote, holy moly, that's fantastic. I feel like we had a really great year, you know. I think Anarchy's on their way back, no doubt about it, and Rampage went through a bunch of stuff, but we had I think our best year to date was this last one, so certainly happy to win the award.
All right, well, congratulations. Should we move on, or do you have any... any acceptance speech or anything?
Oh, no.
What? You don't have anything to say?
No, I'm sure I'm winning for manager of the year, so I'll save it for that.
You're safe for that one. Well,
Steve, at least you got to come on the show and not have to talk about all the awards you didn't win, like last year, so.
That was fantastic. though hearing Nemesis's reaction to Charlie Cash winning was worth the entire experience. That was pretty phenomenal. The one. What? Fantastic.
Others receiving votes in the promotion category were Peach State and Anarchy. And actually, Deep South Championship Wrestling got a couple votes, too. The Ole Anderson Leo Garibaldi Award for Best Booker. Without a booker, pro wrestling would resemble amateur wrestling, and although interesting, it wouldn't be good for business. Two of the best storyline writers with innovative angles in Georgia history were Ole Anderson and Leo Garibaldi. Anderson booked for the Atlanta NWA office for 8 years, minus a brief break in 1980-1981, and those years were the largest moneymakers for the company. Anderson booked some of the most legendary angles that are still fondly recalled today among the older fans. Garibaldi, a legendary booker at every stop during his career, was the creative mind in Georgia during the mid to late 1960s, a period where Atlanta made its most money in the company's history at that point. Fans of that era constantly cite Garibaldi's innovative ideas, and industry-wide, Garibaldi is arguably remembered as the best booker the business ever had. Past winners, Rob Adonis, 2009, Jimmy Rave, 2010 and 2011, and the 2012 winner is Steve Platinum.
It's safe to go on the Internet. The Internet is safe again.
Well, that's, wow. Incredibly happy for that. And, again, I think that's a testament to the men and women that had to do all kinds of craziness that I asked them to do, and whether it was, you know, being Campus Strike Force or being a war horse or one of the Contras, down to, you know, being expected to carry like very, very hard and difficult angles. We something I really liked at PCW was we did a shit ton of shows, you know, every Friday, and then, you know, Ad Porterdale, Masquerade, The Jungle, and goodness knows how many other things that we did. Winning as booker is really satisfying, but again, like I don't think that that happens. I don't think that that happens if it's the guys and the women that don't execute that vision. And so, and again, I think my strength as a booker is the ability to incorporate the ideas that other people have. You know, the wrestlers, I always tell the wrestlers that they care more about their gimmick than I could, because I have the big picture to look out for. And, you know, a lot of that stuff are things that the guys came up with on their own. And, you know, I think the really good bookers have the ability to, I think like Vince McMahon Jr., his strength as a booker is he has the ability to take somebody else's idea and make it better and tweak it. And I hope that I'm able to do that as well. But, you know, I can't, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you're supposed to act like you don't want to win these things. I wanted to win Booker so, I wanted to win it so bad. And last year, you know, the Jimmy Rave definitely deserved it. It, you know, it stung. It stuck in my craw that I didn't win it. So, yeah, it feels really good. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. And I have to say thank you for me personally, all the Friday nights at the Academy and the nights on North Avenue in that other joint. And
are we not saying we're not saying that?
No. Yeah,
I'm okay with that. So.
And it was it was very entertaining. I think it was well deserved that you won. No doubt about it. The runner up in the category was Murder One, and others receiving more than one vote were Jimmy Rave and Bill Behrens.
Wow. Pretty great company to keep. So,
up next we have the Fred Ward Jim Barnett Award for the best promoter. A great promoter is one who consistently presents successful shows and has a great reputation with the fans, and most importantly, maintains credibility with the talent. Fred Ward and Jim Barnett were perfect examples of this, evidenced by the fact that for decades after their last significant work was completed, they are still spoken of with great respect by those who work for them. Ward ran regular cards in Middle Georgia for some 40 years, with Columbus and Macon being his primary towns on the circuit. Although he was affiliated with the main office in Atlanta, he had his own television deals in both towns and is remembered fondly for being a man of integrity who gave many of their beginnings but always openly shared his success with those who made it possible. Barnett, regarded highly for his innovations in the wrestling business, helped make many stars in Georgia during the 70s and 80s with help from with help from national television exposure, his abilities to rub the right elbows politically, and his knowledge of how to not produce just a quality show, but also analyze and understand ratings and how to use them, made him one of the most revered figures in the business. Past winners were Scott East and Johnny Gaten in both 2010 and 11, and this year the winner is Shane Knowles.
Congratulations, Shane Knowles. I think you're here.
I am, yes. Thank you very much. I was on the other line with U-Haul because I thought I was going to have to change my address and get out of state because I was getting accustomed to being the bridesmaid sitting here listening to the program. But no, honestly, thank you very much. Go ahead.
You did move town, so maybe that counts.
Yes, true. Yeah, you know, you change locations and the eyebrows start to raise. So.
And you're pretty close to Alabama now, so you're maybe hinting at being out of the state.
Yeah, I think I've got one more exit on I-20 before I actually have to change my driver's license. thank you very much for this award. I was kind of surprised for Promoter of the Year. just what my feelings on that is, you know, a lot of times Peach State Wrestling Alliance doesn't use that much different talent than any other of the great promotions in the state. But if we don't get people in the door, then our product is basically worthless. You know, we're just doing it in our garage or in our basement for our friends and family. So to get out there and expose your product by means of the internet or by telephone, by meet and greets, by any way possible to get people to come through the doors is certainly a challenge. And we've braved a lot of days setting up at Kmart's and Dollar General's in the state of Georgia, whether it be 30 degrees with sleet and rain or 99 degrees. And if I had any hair, I would have definitely been pulling it out on days like that.
All right. Well, there's been a lot of big things happen at Peach State this year, to say the least. And I think that's a well-deserving award for you.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. I want to say, too, I got my first experience with Monstrosity Championship Wrestling this past Friday and definitely look forward to coming back. That is such a unique promotion and certainly enjoyed the the bizarre storyline, so to speak, with some of the talent. But, I mean, it was nice to, you know, just to shake things up and not see a traditional pro wrestling show in the state of Georgia to see something, you know, like this. So kudos to you. It was a very nice job with you and Professor Morte.
Thank you. I know Crew Jones had a good time.
Yeah, not for the easily offended Crew Jones entrance song as he was played out, but I ate up every second of that. That was good stuff.
Hey, Shane, while we got you on here, I mean, you know, I'm sure most any promotion around Georgia would love to draw the kind of houses you've been drawing. You know, I know a lot of it is, you know, just really hard work, as you just described, but anything else that you would attribute the success you've had in drawing, you know, repeatedly drawing big houses?
One thing I can say is maintaining kayfabe, and I know that may sound crazy. It's been talked about, done to death, but in Carrollton, Georgia, or in Bowden, Georgia, wherever Peach State runs, kayfabe is protected still. And even though Vince McMahon came out in 1989 and kind of lifted back the curtain on what we do, that's what I tell talent all the time, is people may know what we do is a work, but the only way they're going to know how it's a work is if we show them. And, you know, we certainly don't have to do that. You can certainly create still the mystique and the magic look and mirrors of professional wrestling. And that's what I tell them. I was like, you know, if you work 30 minutes an hour down the road somewhere else, it may not be protected, but here it is. And, you know, people actually believe in 2012, or as we were working in 2013, that there's a bad guy and there's a good guy, there's a heel and there's a baby face, and there's a reason, there's a dynamic for what they're doing. And I don't know, it just creates a little interest in what we're doing, and certainly look forward to moving forward with now all four exotic ones as a faction, or as Rick Michaels likes to call them, the Fag Four, going forward.
Of course, Rick Michaels said that.
Well, and Simon Sermon calls them the Faggy Freebirds because they will have the stipulation to any two members of the group can defend the PWA tag team titles.
Will we be seeing you in Peach State, or are you out of there for the time being? I mean,
I am out of there for the time being. Mr. Dave Wills, it's still real to me, damn it, has asserted control of Peach State Wrestling Alliance, so I'm just kind of sitting back, licking my wounds, and waiting for the right opportunity to come back. So kind of forming my own stable behind the scenes to challenge the exotics.
Okay.
All right. Well, on to the next award. It is the Jack Crawford Gary Hart Award for Best Manager or Valet. When it comes to managers, valets, or simply seconds, no one could compare it to Dandy Jack Crawford or Playboy Gary Hart in Georgia. A manager's role in pro wrestling has primarily always been meant to have someone to get others over, but when they can also draw heat to themselves in such intense ways as Crawford and Hart, they are meeting all the requirements necessary. Crawford was the most successful manager at exceeding those expectations in the 1960s, portraying the wronged manager just looking out for his charge's best interests and failing to understand why the hatred came their way. The perfect cowardly heel with a golden voice, Crawford gave as good as he received. Hart was more villainous and evil than his cowardly counterpart and drew more heat than anyone in Georgia during the 1970s and early 1980s. He could speak better than most and did so in such a maniacal way that fans both hated and feared him. afraid he could really accomplish those dastardly goals he so proudly predicted. Past winners have been last year was Charlie Cash, and the two previous years was Jeff G. Bailey, and this year's winner is, once again, Jeff G. Bailey. Jeff, I believe you're here. No, I guess not. He was on the line.
If you want, I can do an impersonation of Jeff.
I was going to say, either one of us could really knock out a Bailey if you just needs to.
Well, all I... Matt, why don't you take that?
Well, you know, it's about time I got recognized for what I do around here. Hell, that bunch down there in Avondale didn't have a damn thing going until I walked into it. And Stephen Platinum sitting here gloating and guzzling about how he's winning these awards. Hell, I should have won Booker for that one, too.
I believe that was a pretty good Jeff G. Bailey impersonation. Maybe Jeff G. Bailey would like to respond to that.
Am I on this thing?
You're on.
You're on.
I would like to make note of what he said, because he is absolutely correct in a way that all promoters should take notice that Jeff G. Bailey walked into PCW and his promotion of the year and Steve Platinum's Booker of the year. I don't think that's any coincidence, but, you know, enough about me. What else? I mean...
Well,
gosh, it's a great honor, and congratulations to all the other winners. And I don't know Shane Mills, but what he just said on here I thought was awesome. About kayfabe, if somebody talking that way in 2013 is always a pleasure. So kudos to him, and congratulations.
And, Jeff, you didn't manage just one guy in either, you know, promotion you were at. You had this giant mass of factions with this giant trough of egos and different styles. What was it like to kind of try to be the forefront of all that power?
Well, in the Empire, it was certainly simpler because it was balanced by Jonathan Malik and Marty Freeman and, of course, the lovely Miss Rachel. So, I mean, we really shared a lot of the responsibility there. And, you know, it was a great time. It's a great moment for all of us as we took over and ran things for a very long time, really, until it mattered. I ran Steve Platinum out of town. I mean, certainly that's one of my proudest achievements. So I definitely think that was great. And Anarchy, that's, you know, the Elite. There's a longstanding tradition of the best wrestlers that the state's ever had. And I had a lot of help from Jerry this year and stuff. I mean, the group got a little large. But my focus in the new year, of course, will be with Jagged Edge and Jeter and getting them ready for championships and the greatness that obviously in their future, as anyone can see, they're two other premier athletes in the state. And of course, it's John Tempers, the premier athlete in the state. So the Elite continues forward in 2013 as always.
Larry, I don't know where all that noise is coming from. But... Whoa. Maybe we should go to a commercial.
Sounds like a great time for that.
Hey, before we do, I just want to say, well, maybe not. Never mind.
Well, let me start muting people and see if that helps. Okay. It was Crew Jones, of course.
Whoa, that's
better. That is a shout. Crew's probably running practice.
Yes. All right.
Just on the manager thing that, you know, Steve Platinum wrote a really fine article on the top 12 wrestling stories in Georgia this year, or 10. I don't remember which one it was. But whatever it was, I thought Jeff G. Bailey's coming into Platinum was at least deserved an honorable mention as one of the stories of the year. Certainly unexpected and surprising that Jeff G. Bailey wound up managing huge heel factions in two different promotions, two of the top promotions in the state. And in this category, there was no runner-up. Nobody else got more than two votes.
Wow.
a landslide. But, I mean, I think it was pretty obvious for anybody who watched any amount of wrestling in the state this year that there was one manager who dominated, and it was Jeff. If for nothing else, if you can match a washcloth to your tie, you get my vote every time.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jeff G. Bailey. I think we will take a commercial break, and then we will continue with our awards announcements after that.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is our Georgia Wrestling Awards edition, where we are announcing all the winners of the 2012 Georgia Wrestling Awards. And I guess we can just continue on. I think it's your turn, Larry.
On to the Brad Armstrong AJ Styles Award for Most Improved Wrestler. Brad Armstrong and AJ Styles are arguably the most successful homegrown pro wrestlers who went on to the greatest level of success during their eras. It was their work on the Georgia scene during their early years that made it possible to shine on a larger level. Armstrong, who began in 1980 working as a partner with his father, Bob, worked for several years in Georgia, honing his skills and preparing himself to move on when wrestling became a national sport. And although he may never have reached the top of the heap, he's easily one of the most respected wrestlers by his peers of his era. Styles, who has become arguably one of the few great mat wrestlers on the of the current scene, also learned his trade in our state. When opportunity for bigger things came calling, he answered, and has not failed to disappoint, earning the respect of his peers and fans all over the world today. Past winners, JT Talent 2009, Corey Hollis in 2010, Chip Day in 2011, and the 2012 winner is actually winners. We have a tie. A flat-out tie.
Wow.
Fred Yehi and Drew Adler.
I know Fred wasn't able to join us. Drew was a maybe, so I'm not sure if he's on the line with us. I guess not.
Not, no. Both for very different reasons, I would imagine, as far as why they won. I mean,
I don't know how much improving Fred did, other than we didn't see him last year. I guess the improvement was he showed up.
I think if there was a Rookie of the Year award, he would have definitely gotten that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I think he would have gotten the Rookie, and Adler would have gotten the Most Improved. And the other thing was, is there were there's so many deserving people in this category. I'll just name a few: Bobby Moore, Shane Marks, Danny Only, Nation, Jacoby Boykins, Jagged Edge, Siler Cross, Strychnine, a lot of folks.
I don't think there's any qualms with any of those guys. I mean, they all were markedly better than what we saw previously.
But I do have to agree with, Drew Adler. I think, Matt, you pointed out last time we were both at a Rampage show how much he'd bulked up in muscle mass just since the previous Rampage show that we were at together. So that is, I'm sure, partially his fitness and everything partially contributed to his improvement. I'm no doubt about that. But I honestly hadn't seen a lot of Drew Adler prior to this year because I just didn't make it down to Rampage all that much. But just over the course of this year, I've definitely seen a lot of improvement. And he held which title did he hold down there for a little while?
TV, was it? I believe TV,
so. Yes. So... And he wrestles elsewhere. I forget the name of that other promotion down there.
He's at AWN as a regular.
Right.
And
he was the UIW regular for a while, but I hadn't seen him out there as much. But I saw him wrestle Shane Marks at UIW a couple months ago, and then saw that same match at Rampage maybe a few weeks ago. And it was daylight and dark in just that little amount of time and how that worked.
You know, if he was here, I'm sure he would say that, going to the gym was not one of Drew Adler's favorite things, but he's one of those people that's got the dedication to do what was needed to get better, and that's one of the things he needed to do. I mean, I remember seeing Drew Adler at a great championship wrestling show 2 years ago, maybe three. He was freaking horrible. He was just freaking horrible. But he's always candid,
Larry Goodman.
He's come so far. So, and what can you say about Fred Yehi? I mean, the guy was so, when you said, Matt, about him not improving that much. The guy was so good, just right out of the box. It's just incredible. What a talent!
I think Fred is going to be in the mentions of a lot of awards next year, maybe up the list a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Well, I guess moving on.
All right, we will roll ahead. The next award is the Assassins Award for Best Tag Team or Stable. When it comes to longevity and success as a tag team in the history of wrestling in Georgia, no unit comes close to that of the original Assassins team of Tom Renesto and Jody Hamilton. No team who ever appeared in Georgia had the type of chemistry they did in the ring, nor can another group boast of having the ability to remain at the top of the heap for as long as they did. Renesto and Hamilton first tag team together in Georgia as the Assassins in 1961 and maintained a successful run unequaled by any team until their final match in 1974. Not only were they able to make a match look like a shoot, they also were both masters of promos, and drawing huge pops from the crowd no matter which side of the fence they happen to be on at the time. Past winners include Talent and Money, the Usual Suspects, and last year's winners, the Washington Bullets. And this year, in a very close one it appears, Hot Like Lava are your Assassins Tag Team of the Year.
Hot Like Lava, Crew, Sean, I believe they're both on the line.
Yeah, we're here. The Exotic Ones are queer, but can't say that. They say that the secret.
Yeah! Way past due! Stick that in your PG pipe and smoke it! Goddamn pussy getting machine!
Oh, he is! I heard it myself, he is!
Hey, real quick, I want to say congratulations to Steve Platinum Championship Wrestling. And I also want to put over Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, the most fun I've ever had in a wrestling ring.
Well, I don't think it won any awards, but thank you.
It's always next year. I'm just putting it over.
Yeah, I want to put on, I want to say congratulations to Willie Banks, the star of TNA Gut Check, and probably be making Simon Dean or Diamond or whatever the hell in his fucking Notre Dame Irish cry after tonight.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, I want to thank Stephen Platinum for all his wise, witty comments going back and forth. I wish him good luck in his new career as a lounge singer in Orlando. Break in, you okay, babe? I'm letting everybody know that's what he's doing. He's going to have a new cult down there. Steve Platinum and the Platinum Nets. Maybe that's where the bullets are going. They're going to be his backup singers. He's going to be a lounge singer with that 1992 hairdo he's got. But, blow our feelings against the stuff that's happened recently or whatever. Thanks to everybody that's put us in the ring and at least let us, attempt to do our thing. Like me and Sean were talking about Friday night, it's like, we're actually, even though things happen, hell, we're having the most fun ever now, and I'm having fun with Montrosity, NWA Atlanta. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We got to keep under wraps. So, a lot of fun, and like I said, I appreciate everybody that booked us and put us in the ring and at least allowed us to attempt to do what we can do, because we're capable of a lot more if we ain't handcuffed. Montrosity obviously seen that, and everybody that went to that show, I had 10 or 15 non-traditional fans who don't watch wrestling but came to that show, and they're instantly like, when's the next one? So they enjoyed it, and we're having fun. Sean?
Yeah, thanks for the award. Same here. Thanks everybody who, gives a chance to show what we got and leaving the handcuffs off. Appreciate it.
Except for that one chick. She liked the handcuffs.
Oh, yeah. What was her name?
Pink Furry Handcuffs. I don't know. She says no fucking skink.
All right. Well, Larry, you want to mention any of the runners up, or
yes, the runner up. There was a clear runner up in this category. Last year's winner, Washington Bullets, were the runner up.
The Bullets.
Bullets.
Yes, Bull Buchanan's new valets. The Bullets.
All right, I guess we will move on. The next category is a new one, so we don't have a long explanation of what it is, but I think the name kind of tells you what it is, Best Live Event. And it goes once again to PCW with Sacred Ground Chapter 3. I think Steve is still here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It was... anybody who was at that show hopefully will never forget that show. And again, another testament to the guys and the women on that show and how great they did. And, that was an angle that the PCW Empire angle is something that started really more than a year before. And the fact that it, actually paid off and we got to see it and play out to its fruition was pretty fantastic. So certainly appreciate everybody who voted for that show.
Steve, there's a lot of things that went on that show. And, as you're, kind of putting that together, you know where the big moments are. Because like you said, that angle has been dealt out for a long time. Was there any performance, any match, any spot that really surprised you with how good it turned out?
Oh, De La Vega Naja. I think it was pretty much a given that, that for instance, Daisho and the Bullets were going to have a great match, and they certainly did. And, Brian and Jeter winning the tag team season was a big moment. And then, Jay and Fred and Casey Kincaid, of course, they're going to light it up, and the women's match and all that. But I think like Naja and De La Vega, where I put them in a very specific spot where I was like, I just got a feeling that this thing is going to be huge. Plus, I knew there was going to be hair all over the ring. so I needed to have the intermission after. But I was just like, what are these guys going to do? Because I consider the show before the match before intermission to be, I call it the show steal. Like, that's, I consider that, everybody's always like, the opening match is important and the main event is important. I consider that match before the intermission to be humongous. And I put them there, you know, Naja and De La Vega, who are clearly like PCW guys. I mean, they're guys that I trained, and really they didn't wrestle in other places at that point. You know, they're pretty much exclusive PCW guys, and they're, you know, the tiniest guys on the roster. And, you know, it was an angle that incorporated Duke and all this kind of crazy stuff on the Friday night shows, but, man, did that thing pay off. I think, you know, I remember Kyle Matthews standing next to me, and you know, Kyle, who I book from time to time, he usually doesn't watch the shows. He, you know, he's a pro, right? He goes out and he does his thing. But he watched most of Sacred Ground, and I just remember his reactions to that match when they were hitting all that stuff, and Naja was like rolling and diving off the apron, and just, you know, he was a fan, and so was I. I definitely knew the show was going to be fine. You know, everybody did such a great job, but man, that match going into intermission, we needed that match, frankly, because that show was very long, and I was terrified that we weren't going to have that whole crowd for the main event. And I think that match being that good made sure everybody sat in their seats and came back from intermission. So,
all right. Moving on, I think it's back to you, Larry.
Yes, this would be the slot for the Ted Allen Legends Award for Mentorship Contributions. And, of course, this award came into being in 2010 when we lost Ted Allen, who was, you know, as Rich Tate wrote, the Georgia Tribe of Active Wrestlers lost a wise chief that year. And when the award came into being, it was envisioned as a more or less of a lifetime achievement award for contributions, with the idea that, you know, it would be won once rather than, you know, there wouldn't be repeat winners, let's put it that way. And in the initial year, along those lines, it was decided that the winner would only be named if one person received 50% of the votes. And that did not happen this year, so there is not a winner for this year. However, many deserving people did get votes, and that's probably part of why nobody got the majorities, because there are so many deserving people, and I'll just name some of those folks. Brody Chase, Rick Michaels, Jimmy Rave, Iceberg, Big Wood, and Bill Behrens.
And didn't last year's winner, Terry Lawler, also get some votes?
Yes, if he was possible, yes, which he cannot repeat, but yes, he also got some votes.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty great list. If I could speak, I probably shouldn't say anything, but I'm going to because it's me. But I got to say, like, the guy that I voted for who I feel like deserves that award probably more than anybody who hasn't already won it is Bill Behrens, clearly. Like, I can't think of a single guy who in Georgia who develops guys. I think, you know, Big Wood's getting there, definitely. But I, you know, how many guys in WWE, especially TNA, can point directly to having worked for Bill Behrens as the guy who got their career kickstarted? Even this year, Bill Behrens' influence with, you know, I guess I sound really disappointed, and I guess it's because I am. I feel like Bill is sort of a, I don't even know if anybody else should win that thing until Bill wins it. That's how adamant I feel about it.
Well, there wouldn't be have been wrestling and still be wrestling for 14 years in Cornelia, Georgia without Bill Behrens. No way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wonder if the fact that Bill isn't a wrestler like the previous winners and everyone else that got votes, you know, maybe he gets overlooked for that reason. But I can't say that I disagree with the fact that he's definitely deserving sometime soon, hopefully.
Absolutely.
I mean, just what I know, when you look at the guys on that list, and again, all those guys, great guys, right? Brody Chase is somebody that I think the Anarchy guys definitely go to, and he's kind of the coach on the floor guy, you know? Guys go to him for finishes, guys go to him for advice, and definitely. But, man, Bill Behrens, that list is long, and it continues. Like, he continues to sort of work with and develop guys. From the booking standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jimmy Rave definitely learned things from Bill. Todd Sexton learns things from Bill. So, you know, it's just all facets of the wrestling game. That's why I would put Bill there above the others on that list. I think he's the only one that basically can teach you and has taught people how to do anything and everything involved in a wrestling show.
Yeah. Well said.
All right, Matt, I believe it's your turn.
We will forge ahead, and in the interest of time, I will eschew the description of this award because it is the Mr. Wrestling Woods Award for Best Technician. I think we are all pretty familiar with what Mr. Wrestling has accomplished. This award has gone for 3 years straight to one Kyle Matthews, and 2012 will be no different. Kyle Matthews is your best technician in the state of Georgia.
I believe Kyle is on the line.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Congratulations, Kyle. 4 years in a row.
Thank you. I appreciate any time anybody gives me any recognition. It's awesome. For people to vote for you that are your peers, that's the biggest compliment you can get, so I really appreciate it.
And I guess along with being best technician also comes being a man of few words.
Yeah, not a big mouth talker.
All right, well, I guess...
There was a pretty widespread between Kyle and anyone else, but runner-up was Corey Hollis.
Good choice. I think
Freddie Ahad got a few votes in that category as well. Did you know?
Yes, and as did Anthony Henry.
Mm-hmm. Both good choices as well.
You might have a shakeup one of these days.
I know.
I don't know.
All good.
They're all up to you.
All good.
All right. I guess we will continue on. The next award is the Tommy Rich Award for Best Performer. And I guess I'll quickly go through. Tommy Rich was never mistaken as a great technical wrestler, but his ability to get himself over as a massive babyface while also being able to draw unprecedented heat when programmed as a heel made him the great performer he was during his time. Although he spent most of his time in Georgia and Memphis, he was one of the most sought-after wrestlers by promoters all over the country looking to do big business, and he never failed to disappoint. There were times when Rich seemed to have the same magnetism of Elvis Presley or the Beatles wherever he appeared, simply because of how he came across as a national wrestling superstar on TBS in the late 70s and early 80s. Past winners, Shadow Jackson in 2009 and 2010. Last year's winner was Crew Jones. And this year's winner, and a big upset, is Crew Jones. Crew, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Did I win?
You won again.
You won again.
Won again.
I won again. I'd like to thank all the mirrors in Real Tough Fitness for me looking at myself and flexing my pecs and grabbing my crotch. Because I'm a goddamn pussy dick machine, like the damn song says.
All right, well, I have
to put more female asses in seats than Johnny Gaten fixes eyeballs. That's a shoot. Patterson's eyeball. Because he tried to fix it, and that damn thing's still looking over there in Nebraska.
I think we should note that the runner-up was your Hot Like Lava tag team partner, Sean Banks.
Shit, we're that. I'm just going to make that code. Sean got number two. I got number one. We're code whatever. We're code entertainment.
What?
Is Sean still on?
I don't think he is.
Maybe. What? He's probably up somewhere whacking it off to the Alabama game in about 20 minutes. I'd like to thank somebody, myself. I'm that damn awesome.
Well, congratulations on
y'all. Y'all did this, and we already stopped training at NWA Atlanta. Everybody's standing around the ring. They're like, dude, get off the damn phone. We got to work out. So I can go up in front of them, too.
Well, go tell them you just won two major awards, and I think they'll understand.
Tell Steve Platinum I'm coming after him. He's got four, and I got two. I might move to Orlando, and I'll become a lounge singer just like Steve Platinum.
You can dance while...
With a velvet jacket and 80-92 hair.
All right.
Y'all can move on now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Crew.
Leave it to Crew Jones to add a touch of class.
Let me plug the shows. Saturday, NW Atlanta, Locust Grove, me against that moron, Bill the Butcher. Come see it. I guarantee you it's going to be something crazy. I got something really crazy planned. Locust Grove Police will be called. Come see it, 7:30.
All right.
Is that's in the Locust Grove suburb of Atlanta, I guess?
Right behind the Singer Outlet, exit 212, 75 South.
South of McDonough.
122 Cleveland Street. Is that right?
All right.
All right. Peace and chicken grease. Later.
I think we are at our final award, right, Larry?
The Ray Gunkel Award for Best Overall Wrestler. Ray Gunkel is not only an electrifying performer with the ability to get over huge with the fans, but he's also an excellent mat technician. An alumnus of Purdue University, where he also played football. He was a two-time All-American wrestler on the college level, going undefeated in his junior and senior years and leading the Boilermakers wrestling program to the Big Ten title twice. He finished second to Dick Hutton in the NCAA Finals and was also national champion for the AAU in 47 and 48. Combining his ability to bring an air of legitimacy to the pro ranks inside the ring, it was also his clean-cut good looks that helped make him the longest-running babyface in Georgia wrestling between 1958 and his untimely death in 1972 that made him arguably the best overall wrestler in the history of professional wrestling in the state. Past winners, Phil Shatter in 2009, Bull Buchanan in 2010, Kyle Matthews in 2011, and making it two in a row for 2012, Kyle Matthews.
Kyle, are you still with us?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, guys. I think most people think of me as a technical wrestler, but I think the thing that makes a great wrestler is being able to wrestle with anyone. And I think that's my goal, to be able to have a good match with anyone. So hopefully I can do that for everyone on the shows I'm on.
Well, I think you do, clearly.
Thank you. I've worked with a bunch of different people this year, from real small guys to real big guys, and all the people.
I was just thinking, Kyle, but of your match with Bill Buchanan at RPW, and then your match recently with Mike Cruz at RPW. You can't get too much different opponents than that. You had great matches with both of them.
Thank you. And I think Luke Gallows, you got to throw that one in there, too.
Yeah.
Because it was a different style of match. It was I don't know what it was, 5, something like that. So
You started 2013 off with a hell of a run just yesterday with Cruz and Mark. So
thank you.
You're well on your way again.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's an honor. And, anytime, like I said earlier, anytime your peers recognize you, it's always an honor. So thank you, guys, very much.
All right. I guess that concludes the 2012 Georgia Wrestling Awards. Did you want to mention any of the runners-up for that one, Larry?
I did, because this category was super close. Kyle won by one vote over in a tie for runner-up, NWA Anarchy champion and former NWA national champion Sean Tempers, and former PCW champion Shane Marks.
Current.
Current. Oh, excuse me. Oh,
And is he still the UIW champion
current
as well?
UIW champion as well.
Oh, I can't press it.
And was awfully close to being the Rampage television champion a few hours.
Very true.
All right. Well, now that concludes the 2012 Georgia Wrestling Awards, and we're coming in right at 8 o'clock, so not sure how we keep doing this, but we cover a lot of stuff in an hour. And I guess we should mention some upcoming events. APW is in Royston on Friday, as always. As Crew mentioned numerous times, NWA Atlanta, or as Steve Platinum would prefer to call it, NWA Locust Grove. In Locust Grove on Saturday. Anarchy is Saturday, I believe. Pete State is making its debut in its new location on Saturday. A lot of stuff Saturday. Am I leaving anything out? I don't think so.
All I know of right off.
All right. Well, you can go to gwhnews.com to find out about anything I may have not mentioned. And I guess that's it. We'll be back next Monday, as always, at 7 p.m. So we will talk to you then.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.